Marine reserves protected from human impacts allow habitats to recover. Benthic communities can recover from destructive fishing gear. Habitat for spawning and settlement of larvae can be protected, as can the natural structure of the community and its ecological interactions be restored. Here's a case study from Las Cruces Marine Reserve in Chile, providing an example of restoration of native natural food webs. Before the reserve was created, people over-harvested the loco snail for food. This snail is a predator on mussels, so in the absence of the snail, mussels came to dominate 100% of the rocky substrate. That clearly pushes out a lot of other benthic species that could otherwise occupy that area. Four years, after the marine reserve was created, the loco snail population began to rebound, and predation on mussels reduced them to only 5% cover. If you haven't figured that out already, the loco snail predates on mussels. So this relieved many other benthic organisms, like corals and sponges, from competition for space, and they reestablished themselves in the habitat. So the habitat, not only did populations recover of the targeted species, the loco snail, but the ecosystem became more diverse.